Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You can go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our app. And tonight, you've got two guest speakers. I'd like to introduce first myself, Pastor Bulla Eastman, and of course, Lady Lynn. Hello, Lady Lynn.
Hi, Pastor Bulla. And guess what? Today is Worship Wednesday.
It is. And we also had, he stayed all the way from last night, Pastor Bird Milona still in the house with us.
Praise God, everybody.
Hi, Pastor Bird.
Yeah, I took a shower.
Hey, good.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you go ahead, Pastor Bird? You can read the next section.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, good evening, listeners.
We're all here in the school.
I need some Q-tips. Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all the men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and to the 1,600 men incarcerated in Segura Prison, Arizona. And I just wanted to add to the Maui facility as well. I'm sorry, the Maui Correctional Facility. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and to Florence, where we know that the inmates are listening to our radio program tonight. Mahalo for tuning in, Sister Lynn.
Mahalo, Pastor Bird.
Amen.
Wah, wah. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out and free inside. Thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Rev Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in the patio or your garage just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful to Salem Media Hawaii.
Amen. And we also loudly send a humble, if you can do that, loudly and humble, send a shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation out there in Nanakuli on the west side for continue to sponsor the Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM. That's in Arizona, and it's for our Hawaii brothers that are in Saguaro. You know, God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor Bird and Pastor Lucy.
Amen.
For your vision to reach the lost.
Amen. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Fishers of Men Ministries and our members.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the wonderful thing, we don't get to play this that often, because not often do we get to come out and, well, we got Pastor Bird with us, but good times together,
amen.
Sister Lynn, my
yes.
Wingless angel.
Yes, my Pastor, I was going to say Pastor Barry.
Oh, wow. Took the air right out of myself. They got a balloon, flat tire. Call 911. I got a flat tire on that one.
I should always just say Pastor B.
I don't know. I'm not playing the September song. That's his song. We got good times. It's the song you wanted. But, you know, despite and even Pastor Bird, you know, over the years of this ministry, you know, it's such a joy that we can sit here going into year five to being on the privilege of being on the radio and the airways. And, guys, we don't know
total
who listens
privilege
to this.
Thank
we don't know
Jesus
where this thing is going. But you know what? We know who our Jesus is.
Yes.
And as long as we keep our
he
eyes focused on him, anything is possible.
That's
he takes
right
the impossible and makes it possible.
Amen.
I've gone through that before grammatically. But it's just a privilege. It's an honor. For those of you that are listening tonight, I don't even know you could begin to understand how full of joy we are when we're able to do this.
Yes.
Because we're able to bring hope, bring encouragement, bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to you right where you're at.
Amen.
Via the airwaves. You know, the devil might have the airwaves, but I'm telling you, God still owns the world and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You yes know, before we get into the message tonight, I think it's a really good message tonight because it's my message. But well, that's real subtle right there. Hey, buckle up. It's going to be good.
Come on now. Our message.
Our message. That's right. That's right. She get, She get half the credit. She get half the credit and half the blame. I want to keep it right there.
We're a team.
That's right. There's no I in team. Here we go. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Teamwork makes the dreamer. Don't get me going. Okay, but we do have a great song this evening, and this is Lynn's choice, and it's because you know he is a way maker, and we believe that. And it says Sinach, and you're gonna like this.
Oh, awesome song! This is a shout out to Saguaro. To the Faith Pod. We're coming.
August.
I worship you. You are here. Me sé que ame.
Ooh, powerful.
Amen. Wow. Powerful. Amen. Waymaker. I mean, that's just an incredible song right there. You know, it puts into words just how awesome God is. He's the waymaker.
Miracle walker.
Miracle walker.
Promise keeper.
Promise keeper.
Light in the darkness.
Light in the darkness. I don't know if you've been
that
into
is who you are.
A situation where you've seen a little darkness. Maybe it's
Hallelujah.
All dark.
Yeah.
But you got to know in the Bible, it says that darkness cannot replace darkness. Only the light can replace the darkness. If you have the light of Jesus Christ in your heart right now, and if you call yourself a believer, Bible, scripture speaking, tongue talking, blood bought, bond servant, you've got the light of Jesus shining in you right now. It's not about location. It's all about foundation. And if your foundation is in the Word of God, it doesn't matter where you're at, because Paul and Silas is in the bottom of a prison.
Hallelujah.
They had meat hanging from their bones, as Pastor William told us the other day. And they didn't have a pity party. They said, we're going to have a praise party.
Amen.
In the depths of the dungeon below the basement of the jail, they began to sing some praise and worship songs.
Yes,
and you know what's
Lord.
So wonderful about that is the Lord heard them. And the Lord had an earthquake. You ever hear of an earthquake where nobody got hurt? There was an earthquake there. And all that happened is the doors of the jail came down. And the other prisoners began to hear them as they praised their living God, as they worshiped their living God. And you see what happened there? They didn't care if anybody heard them, because they were worshiping the living God. They had meat hanging from their bones. They had been beat beyond recognition. They were still in shackles, but they praised the Lord. I don't know if you've ever been beat that bad and chained up, but have you ever chosen to worship the Lord when maybe your lights got turned off because you didn't pay the bill? Maybe the repo
Hallelujah.
Man came after your car. Did you say, praise God, thank you, Jesus? Or did you start using all the F-bombs you had from fourth grade? You see, that's what we got to do, saints. We've got to turn things around. We've got to look at things in the positive life. If you believe in the Bible and every word in the Bible, there's 66 chapters, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 words, and it's going to come down to this. If you believe in Romans 8:28, everything is for the good, because it says in my Bible, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope in the future. You know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you got to go through adversity, add a verse to it. Hallelujah. We're going to be coming out of the book of Mark as I catch my breath right now. I feel the Holy Spirit. I got Pastor Bird, get up off the ground. We got to do a show. I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit is flying, I'm telling you, somebody get with that bell, ring the bell.
I was thinking, you need to let Pastor Bird speak, because you need to take a breath.
We're going to take a breath. We're going to take a breath. Hallelujah.
Listeners out there, whether you're incarcerated or not, and to our wonderful brothers at in Saguaro, you know, we are joyful that we have Jesus. No matter our circumstance or situation, you know, we all got a smile on our face, because we know the Holy Spirit resides in us and through us. And we're just so blessed to be here, to be able to reach you out there wherever you are, because God is the three O's, Bula.
God is omniscient, God is omnipotent, and God is omnipresent. He's the big O. I'm not talking Oscar Robinson in the NBA. I'm talking about our Jesus right here. And you got to realize, I've got no notes in front of me. I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit right now. You could blindfold me and I wouldn't be able to read. I don't know. I could be like Stevie Wonder. It's just my DNA. What's my distinguishable, notable attributes? And if they were to take a blood test, would they find out that Jesus Christ is my daddy? Who's your daddy? We just heard that message.
Who's your daddy?
But Pastor Bird, we're going to be in, because a lot of times the struggle is real and people chase and a lot of things out there, Pastor.
Yeah.
You know, it's all you got. We see our friends, Pastor. We see the people we've grown up with. Man, they got the ride. They got the bling. They got it going on.
Oh, that's but nothing if you don't have Jesus.
But in life, they ain't got it going on.
No,
they got
don't.
It going on here. But hey, they better come see us in heaven, because we're going to have a super duper mansion.
Your bling, your ride, your whatever.
Don't take it with you.
That'll
go with you. I don't think FedEx delivers
don't even
to heaven.
Go to hell.
Yeah, FedEx don't deliver on there. That's not part of the United States.
Amen.
But Pastor Bert, can you read out of Mark chapter 8, verses 36, 38 in your version, brother?
Amen. 36 says, for that, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and loses his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Wow.
Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,
Amen.
Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be coming from my Message Bible. And we are in Mark chapter 8, verses 36 to 38. What good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What could you ever trade your soul for? If any of you are embarrassed over me and the way I'm leading you when you get around your fickle and unfocused friends, know that you'll be an even greater embarrassment to the Son of Man when he arrives in all of the splendor of God his Father with an army, soldiers of the holy angels.
Hallelujah. You know, every time you wake up every morning, you guys ever, you know, hear that sound? Yeah, that's the bell. Time to wake up. Here we go. Jesus book right now. This is Poho. One guy, he get everything inside this world, but the guy end up, he cut off from God. And no more the real kind of life inside. You think you rich enough to buy back your life? The people nowadays, in this world, just like they stay fooling around behind God's back. Uh-huh. They do all kinds of stuff they're not supposed to do. Anybody that stays shame of me and the things I say, get in. That's all right. When I come back, I'm going to be shame of them. I had a guy that's for real. I'm going to come back with my special angel guys, and I'm going to be awesome. Just like my father, he awesome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we see so many people just focused on the wrong things in the world that we live in. I'm preaching to the choir. You know, even in our very own families, we see ones that we wish would be more focused on Jesus, but they're focused on the career. They're focused on this and that, and they get too busy. They don't have time to go to church on Sunday. They don't have time to praise and worship our God. But, Pastor, you know, and I know, we just have to keep loving them. Because yes. If we pound them over the head with the Bible, we're going to turn them away from Jesus. And that's not what Jesus wants.
Yes. We know what? We got grace that God has given us. Even though we didn't deserve grace, you know. Well, it was because of God's grace at the cross that has saved me and redeemed me. But Hallelujah. It was, we talk about in 38 that God was not only speaking to the people. He's speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to all men from every generation to generation. Right. That's what it says. From generation to generation. He's speaking to everybody. That whoever going to be ashamed of him, going to be ashamed of his father that sent him. So we understand that the word of God is sharing to everybody. Not only his called disciples. Mm. Not only to Pastor Bird and First Lady Lynn and Pastor Bird. He's talking to everybody.
Everybody
is included in his plan. And
he doesn't want to leave anyone behind.
Never. He never. So we gotta. What are all these stuff not gonna profit us? Nothing.
I don't
care if you're lifting weights in prison. They're not gonna profit you nothing.
Nothing.
One day you're gonna get old and all flabby and saggy. But one thing's not gonna get flabby and saggy is your spirit of God in you.
Hallelujah.
This is where the strength is at. It's not on the outside. It's in the inside. And there's a strength coming from God's word that brings provision and brings revival. Come on, Reverend.
Yes.
Well, you know it's in. The verse 37 in the Jesus book, it says, you think you're rich enough to buy back your life? Imagine one of the richest men in the world, Steve Jobs, from Apple, Microsoft.
Right.
All the money in the world. Imagine the gentleman that bought the island of Lanai. Remember Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world. That's talking to them. With all that you got, you think you can buy back your life? It's impossible. See, that's the wonderful
Won't
thing.
Happen.
You need nothing but the compassion of your heart, the confession of your sin, and the repentance of your life to enter the gates of heaven.
Amen.
It's not something where you got to have the gold platinum card.
You got to choose Jesus.
You got to choose Jesus,
that's
you
it.
Know? If you guys, I don't know how many of you out there like to be on the winning team. Everybody has their favorite football team.
Right.
They got their favorite basketball team.
Rah-rah.
But, you know, every team in the history of mankind has lost at one time or another.
Right.
The only team that has never lost and
team
will continue
Jesus.
Is Team Jesus. I want to be on the winning team.
I do too.
And if you guys look in the Bible, your Bible might say Lucifer. It's a typo. Let me correct that for you. It's Lucifer. It's supposed to be L-O-S-E-R, loser, F-E-R, fur. That means for life. Loser, for life. You'll
Ooh.
Get that by the time you hit the highway.
Wow.
But you see, right here in the book of Mark, we're talking about, are you going to choose the world or are you going to choose to follow Jesus?
Amen.
In the Bible, it says, I bring you blessings and cursings, life or death. Choose life.
Choose
we had a multiple life. Choice question.
And, he gave
and Jesus
an
gave
answer.
Us the answer. And you know what? Still get guys out there and they're like, listen.
Bulla.
It's like, come on.
I'm serious. They still choose death.
Well, for many people, and this is what happens, and we as pastors know this. For the believer, life begins at the cross.
Yes, Lord.
For the non-believer, it ends at the cross. What do you mean, Pastor Boom? If you ever go to a funeral where the person is a believer, there will be some tears, but it's called a celebration of life. Because we don't die. We pass from life to death. It says so in the Bible. It is there. But if you're a non-believer, that's it. You're either in the urn, in the ashes, you're either in the coffin. That's it. They will never see you again. But if you're a believer, if you're blood-bought, scripture-speaking, tongue-talking, praise-worshiping, and God-believing, saved again, repentant sinner, you will have everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven.
In the kingdom of God.
That's a pretty easy invitation, Pastor Bird.
Promise keeper.
God is a promise keeper, and it's an identity. We all going to see each other one day, Reverend Bullock. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
For me, I give up my career, I give up my life to follow this man named
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God has been providing for me and Pastor Lucy for the last two, three years now since I've turned away from my career and just to serve Him. And then God has been providing. But you know, I'm trying to quit roofing and then people keep on hiring me. But you know what? I keep on bringing inmates in the program. So, you know, in our message tonight that you know, God is a way maker. He'll make a way when there was no way, you know. And then thank God for His word that, hey, all these lifting weights, nothing going to profit us, nothing. It is the word of God that we're going to gain new life. It is in His word. In this world, we're going to gain.
It's your willingness. You know, and I just want to say right here, right now, that there is no, I can't say that, but Pastor Bird and Lucy Maialone are the most giving, compassionate, just all out for Jesus. Everything they do, 100% is about Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're so honored to work,
partner,
serve with you in Team Free Inside.
I feel like we're a board member already.
Yeah, we all get bored together. But you know, it's you got to realize you can't live an ungodly life and expect godly things. That's not going to happen. You cannot have a positive life with negative thinking.
Yeah.
You see, you need to experience God, not experiment with God.
Don't experiment with God. Don't mess with God.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's just like we always talk about the whosoever ohanas. You know, we're in the whosoever ohana.
We are in the whosoever ohana.
But as we've been talking at our church, is why are there so many sad Christians? Pastor Bird, we don't understand that. How can you be a saved Christian knowing that you have eternal life, that Jesus paid the price at the cross?
Amen.
And what are you
and
sad
you're
about?
Sad.
You know, it's just we have a lot of depressed people that call themselves believers. And it's just like, do you know what the promise is? Do you know your identity is in your destiny? You see, because you got to know God will not bless no mess, but He will bless the message. That's why somebody needs to hear this tonight. Because when the saints are edified and Jesus is magnified and God is glorified, you know what happens? The devil is terrified. Hallelujah. See, when the devil is terrified, he's going to run away. It's just like when you like break into an house. I'm not talking to anyone but the choir now. You look, get jealous. We'll pop the glass. We'll go inside. Or no, look down and get the metal grate. Oh, that guy, he knows Jesus. We better not attack him. We better go attack somebody else who doesn't know Jesus. When you walk in right, when you walk in the light and you walk in tight with Jesus, the enemy's going to try. He's going to turn his way and go somewhere else because you got the blood of Jesus in you, Pastor.
That's what we need. We need the blood of Jesus. We need the word implanted in us
in order to endure.
Amen. We're going to have to endure a lot of things. But you know, the blessings is always the eternal life. You know, there's all of these can pass away. You cannot,
it's
like you said, all of these not going to profit us nothing. The cars, the jewelry, the money. But
that's,
you know what,
right.
Bro, if I had all that money, you know, I would be an ultimate prison, a fake base prison. If I had all that money, bro, I would hire my own angels. I would be a fake base prison.
We're doing transitional community, therapeutic community.
And working with the state and the government to help. And you know what, because let me say this, the program works.
It works.
The
We've
program
seen it
works.
Too many success stories.
So much success stories from fake bond.
We offer success opportunities. It's up to them if they take it.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of you say, you know, I've been locked up so long, I don't know. You know, anything good, you've got to dig a little. You know, when you get a diamond, it looks like a lump of coal. You got to get past that surface. Your purpose is under your surface. You got to get rid of the opala. You got to scrape off all that rubbish, everything.
Off all that
black. You're not accidental. You're essential. Remember that. Because the plots, ploys, and plans of the devil will never stop God from
plots,
his accomplishment.
Plots, ploys, plans.
Plots, ploys, plans. Say that five times real fast. Because I believe if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Hallelujah. And the word of God, you got to realize you had. But Pastor Bula, there's only 10 commandments. No, every word written in that book is a commandment from Jesus Christ. And if he said it, that settles it. You've got to get out of the stinking thinking and get where you belong. You got to know your identity and your destiny. Homo logeo. Guys, I'm giving you a pep talk right now. You
got to
shake it off right now. You got to dust yourself. I don't care where you locked up. It's not about location. It's about foundation. You got to pick yourself up. Don't wait for your mama. Don't wait for your father. Don't worry for your neighbor. Don't worry for your celly. Worry about yourself and get right with Jesus Christ right now. Take care of that vertical relationship. Everything else will go better for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
You got to know if you put God first, it's going to get better, not worse. Too many of you guys put God in last place. That's why you are in last place. You put him first, it's going to get better, not worse. Hallelujah. Pastor Bird, can you close us in prayer this evening?
Yes, thank you.
Wait a minute. I just got to say this. We thank you, Life More Abundantly Island Church.
Yes.
We thank you for our Bible study that, you know, we're in a one-year program. God bless you, Pastor James. Eric Williams and Gigi Williams and Bula. If anybody knows my husband, he has a good-sized head. And his brain is proportionate to the size of his head. So, boy can preach.
All I'm going to say tonight is no notes.
No notes.
No notes, Pastor.
Okay, you're on, Pastor Rare.
It's fun of teaching. Thank you, Pastor Eric James Williams. Thank you.
Well, praise Jesus.
Our audience and listeners tonight.
Yes, God.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, God.
It was a wonderful ride here with Reverend Bull and First Lady Lynn. But one thing that I wanted to say, according to God's plan and purpose and his word tonight, is that I don't care what you have. Don't hang on to the things of the world.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Don't depend on man.
Nope.
Because men going to fail you.
That's right.
There's one thing that's going to profit you in everlasting life. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
And I pray to all our listeners tonight that the gospel has been preached to you in a way that will bring light into the dark areas. That we know that only through Jesus Christ that our soul is going to be saved.
Jesus.
There's an exchange for you right now. There was an
hallelujah.
Exchange for your life.
Hallelujah.
There was an exchange for your future.
Hallelujah.
His name was Jesus.
Praise
and I pray
Jesus.
That you would come into the relationship with Jesus because of his Father giving us his only begotten
Hallelujah.
Son, that he took away the shame of our sins because of his blood.
Yes,
and that the word of God, whatever we believe and heard tonight, we believe in your word.
Amen.
Because your word will profit us so much things and so much blessings.
So much.
So Father God, bless our listeners tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
as they, Father God, put away the things of the world and they put you
Lord.
First, Lord. It's not about the things. It's about our relationship
about
with Jesus.
You.
Bless them in Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to catch my breath there for a second. Tomorrow night, we've got Pastor Barry Noone from Life Church Kailua coming into the studio. And I wish you guys could see the video because when he does those moves to September, it's really something that you might want to see. We might have to go Facebook Live with him. Hey, guys, we'd love to stay, but we got to go. We love you so much. Ahui ho. We got to go.
Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bullock at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.